Welcome to Get Funded, the show that provides everything you need to get investors as excited about your tech startup as you are. With your guide, Stuart Prestage. Creating a software product is all about decisions. The stakes are high. You need good decisions at every turn. In this episode, Stuart talks about his own decision-making progress and delves into the mindset of a successful entrepreneur.
My wife's Czech, so we lived in Windsor. Funnily enough, we met like 2 months after I separated from my wife. And she's a doctor. She was working in London. We lived in Windsor. She was getting extremely stressed, you know, with the commute, getting busier and busier, with the work getting harder and harder and you know, more stressful, more pressure. Her parents were needing her more. She said to me, I'll probably have to go over to Prague more because, you know, my parents need me. You know, it's fine, not an issue. You do what you need to do, of course. And Brexit was on the horizon. Labour were threatening wealth tax when they get in. So I said to her, look, why don't we think about moving closer to your parents? And she's like, jaw dropped. And she said, oh my God, I never thought you'd say that. I mean, you know, we were practically on the next flight. not quite true, but metaphorically. My family still don't believe it was my idea. And I say, I promise you, it was my idea. Because Simon, a business partner, he'd recently, or was about to, I forget, moved to Malta because his wife's Maltese. But he's since moved back to the UK because he hated it. Whereas I love Prague. I don't want to leave here. Like today, my wife said, look, we really need a second car so that you can sort of help out a bit more. I'm like, okay, fair enough. So I sold my Jag. I had an E-Type Jag. A little bit sad to see it go, but I didn't use it enough. And I can get another one if I want to, if I really want to. I can get it. But anyway, I sold my Jag and said, okay, have you thought about car? I said, no, not really. I said, only needs to be a small one. So I said, quite like Audi A3, but I don't really know a lot of cars. So she sort of found the dealer, Audi dealer. She said, here's the one. And I said, oh, I like that one. And that was yesterday. So she emailed them to go and view it. And I drove it. Yeah, this is it. Bought it. So it's like, for me, it's a decision. It's obvious. It meets my requirement. Done. Building a business from nothing, building a product from nothing, the kind of people that want to do that and are dynamic, you know, and do what needs doing. I mean, I had another business partner for maybe 4 years up until last year. And, you know, he's a friend of mine and we met. He's the husband of my wife's best friend and we got together. But I came to realize he just isn't an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is someone who solves problems, but doesn't let anything stop them. They'll work out how. And, you know, sometimes it's right to get help in. It's like, okay, this is something that requires a lot of experience. So you go and you get help. But sometimes it's like, okay, we can do this. So we can work it out. First step, work out the problems, understand it, then get help. You know, you have to think laterally. You have to try things, you know, be prepared to fail and learn. And, you know, he wasn't. But remember, for the first 25 years of my career, I was only working for myself. I was only creating my own, or me and Simon, my business partner, creating our own product and selling it. We had a few successful products, not just the exits. We had a few successful products that we were selling like hotcakes, you know. And we, at one point, we were Google's top UK marketing company. This is like me and Simon, we were spending 25K a month to Google. When Google Ads first came out, we were spending 25K a month. We were getting 100K back. You know, it was like printing money back then. But we had a product that people wanted and searched for. So yeah, I had 3 exits. But one of those exits was selling a suite of products. So it wasn't just one product. It was a suite of products. And they bought all the IP for those products. So I don't know if you count that as, you know, at least 5 products or not, or just 1 exit or 5. I don't know how you count that. So that was like 5 products. And then when we sold, Office Squared, Byte Squared, the company, again, we had a suite of products. We had spreadsheet, we had word processor, we had a PowerPoint editor for the iPad and the iPhone, and we had Android, but that was pointless. Plus, we had a technology that allowed it to run the back end. So again, it's not just one product that they were buying. And then my 3rd exit was just a exit of my, that was just 1 company, 1 product, you know, selling my stake in the company. But I know that I've created in my career 22 products. So if you say, okay, well, 10 of those were sold, that's a 50% success rate. But if you say, okay, how many businesses I've created? Eight businesses, companies, but you know, that's kind of irrelevant because you know, a business can hold one product or multiple products. I don't know. I don't know how you measure it. But I've had some failures, which is, you know, you learn from that. We've had a lot of near misses, a lot. We created one of the first mail servers that companies could install themselves and use to send and receive email. Now, this was back in the day when there was no such thing available. You know, basically, I learned all the protocols and wrote the software so that it worked. You know, this is like the beginnings of email. This is like in the mid-90s. And this company I told you about that didn't like us working on other things, they basically completely threatened us and said, right, we own this. And it's like, you know, now we would have said, fuck off, you know, because we're experienced and more confident. But back then, we were early 20s, you know? So then they basically sat on it. Other companies came behind us and sold for hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, because this is a hugely valuable thing at the time. So then we created Outlook plugins. So we created an Outlook plugin that let you, within Outlook, look at your Google Mail, your Google Calendars, your Google Contacts. So you could have that in Outlook, you know, and it synced up. So then we were talking to the head of Google Apps 9 months after that. And I forget why we were talking to him, but we that's right, it was something else. It was about something else. And he said, look, guys, what you've done is so impressive. This was something else. So impressive, but we don't need it right now. So we said, okay, well, we've got this other thing. We've got this plugin for Google Apps. Oh, he said, oh, you should have come to us 6 months ago. We bought a similar technology for $100 million. And we said, we tried. 9 months ago, we tried to get through. We tried to reach out to you. We tried this, and we were just getting doors closed in our face. So that's another near miss. We created a product called Avenue. Again, this is probably 94. This is pre-internet, but you could still communicate between computers. It just wasn't in the internet. So we created this product called Avenue, where it was a database of houses. You share it amongst offices of an estate agent, and you can put a screen in the window, and it shows the houses in the window. And the estate agents we spoke to were like, why do we need this? Why would we put a screen in the window? Why would we need a database when we've got our filing system that works? Why do we need to share between offices? You can't be too much of a visionary because people won't buy unless they see a specific need for themselves. Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Get Funded. Are you ready for further support? To validate your startup idea and receive hands-on help from Stuart himself, head to softwarestartupspecialist.com/start. Please also leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app. And share this episode with a friend. See you next time.